is Paula Ward, and I've invented the telephone and internet blocker. I've won an award for it, and the best invention of the year, and it's brilliant.
Yeah, you are the overall winner.
I know, and I can't believe it. I own two beauty salons, and one particular month I got a phone bill for £540, and I thought, no, this can't happen. They only need to phone five particular phone numbers, and I phoned BT and they said, no, we can't do this, incoming calls only, or bar all mobile phones. And I said, well, okay, that's fine. So I come up with the idea to have this invention that can allow only five numbers if you want. I mean, I have five children, four very young children, so within the last 2 years of thinking of this idea and then doing it, I've obviously had the children to look after, as well as the home to run and everything. So, yeah, I mean, in a way, I do be a bit modest. I do think I deserve something for what I've done, because it is a fantastic idea, and I just can't see why anyone else wouldn't, you know, why people wouldn't want one. But, yeah, I've noticed that, a lot of men, but there you go, make way for the women, eh?
I think it's become almost quite cool to be an inventor. When I started, I'd call myself a designer. I was a bit sort of worried about people thinking I was like a mad inventor in the garage. Well, that doesn't happen anymore. There's a lot more sort of credible people around who actually run businesses who are inventors. And I think the media has sort of perhaps treated it well now, that it's almost cool to do it.
Back to the Drawing Board was presented by Matthew Harvey and produced by Fergus Colville. Next week, how to avoid the sharks and why inventors should know to read the small print.
The digital station for comedy, drama and entertainment. BBC Radio 4 Extra.
And now, our omnibus edition of Ambridge Extra, with Clive getting nostalgic and Matt finding he has no escape.
Well, would you look at that? Hey, Neil.
Any idea where your mum kept her bin bags, Clive?
Have you seen...
What?
These albums. Do you know where they came from?
Oh, I'm not sure. I think Tracy found them.
God, I haven't seen these photos for years.
Clive!
It's me and Suze. Hey, look at her clothes. She ain't changed. Hey, that's you, Neil.
I haven't really got time to look at the moment.
Can't remember that winter. Only about five or six.
God.
She's helping me build a snowman. She was always the one that was there for me.
Look, we've got a job to do. You can look at those later.
Oh, you know, we should get copies of these so that everyone can have them.
Clive.
What?
Enough. We're not here for you to take a wander down memory lane.
All right.
I'm only doing this because Susan couldn't face clearing out your mum's things.
Fine, I got you. Thanks for being so sensitive. Well, maybe I'll just take this one then.
Leave it! Now, bin bags?
In the cupboard under the sink.
Thank you. I suppose we better start upstairs. We need to decide which clothes are going to charity and which are getting chucked.
Okay.
And Susan said we should gather all her unused medication together.
All right.
Well, go on then. I've only got a couple of hours.
Oh, I'm going.
Let's get this over with.
Oh, I've got to go.
Hang on.
Gavin.
What's the problem? I'm just being a mate. Get in there.
Just let me pass.
The whole school thinks you and Erin are together anyway.
What do you mean?
Come on, Dan, you know what I'm on about. She's coming out on Saturday.
Huh?
For your birthday.
I don't know. I haven't asked her yet.
What are you waiting for?
I'm not waiting for anything, Gav. Because nothing's going on.
Yeah, right.
Can I...
That's why Erin was over at yours twice last week.
We were working on a presentation.
You couldn't have done that in the library. Come on. You can tell me. I won't tell anyone.
The only reason we've been spending so much time together is because of geography. We finished it now. Oh, I need to catch my lift.
So how come she's going to yours on Wednesday then?
What?
See? I don't know why you're acting so shady, Dan. I'd be telling everyone.
She's shadowing my dad on his rounds, that's all. Honestly, I'll probably hardly even see her.
If you say so. That's not what Rafe thinks.
Rafe? Why? What's he been saying?
It doesn't matter.
No. Come on.
It's just stupid, nasty stuff.
About Erin?
Mainly. He's just been saying things like how she's really possessive, that she was always checking up on him, and when he wouldn't stand for it anymore.
What?
She thought she'd seduce a little boy instead, who she could control.
You mean me?
Just ignore him, Dan. You know what he's like.
Yeah.
He's just upset because they're not going out anymore.
I have to go.
Dan.
See you tomorrow.
Don't let him get to you. He's only jealous. We all are.
Rubbish. Rubbish? Ugh. What'd she keep her old dentist for? Mum. Oh, she was such a hoarder. Oh, there's nothing but tat in here. Hang on.
Neil? You down there?
Oh, must be still loading the car. Oh, let's see. Got to be something in here. Bracelets, earrings. That was so cheap. I don't believe it. You're kidding me. Oh, they're not all 20s, are they? 20, 40, 60, 80. Oh, God, there's got to be at least 300 quid here. Well done, Mum. You really did like to walk, didn't you? 140, 160, 100...
Clive? Is that you?
Oh, hell. Oh, damn it. Quick, pick him up.
I heard someone shout.
Neil. Hey, look what I found. Can you believe it?
Where was that?
In an old jewellery box at the back of the drawer.
You were putting it in your pocket.
What? No, I weren't.
I just saw you.
Well, you can't have very good eyesight, then.
Give me the money.
Oh.
Clive, hand it over.
No, why should I? It's not like it's yours.
I'm not going to steal it.
Well, neither were I.
Oh, come on.
Now, prove it.
So what were you going to do with it,
then,
mate?
I was...
Well?
What's it got to do with you, anyway? This ain't your family.
I'm protecting my family.
Oh, yeah. That why you warned me off seeing my niece and nephew, is it?
What are you talking about?
I bet Emma didn't even ask you to, did she?
No, Susan did, actually.
Yeah, right.
And it's got nothing to do with you trying to steal that money.
You just want to turn everyone against me. I mean, what have I done? I mean, since I've been back, I've only tried to help. I don't see anyone else here.
You're doing what you always do.
I've cleared out Mum's stuff. I've looked after Dad. I took him and Gaz to buy shirts for the funeral on Friday.
You just tried to work your way back in.
What about Stuart and Keith? I'm the only one in this family what's doing anything.
Well, let's ask them then, shall we? I'm sure they'd like to hear about this.
Fine, go on then. Tell them.
I will.
Ask Suze. She'll believe me.
I don't think so.
She knows I wouldn't nick the money. Let's call her now.
You what?
Yeah. Let's see whose side she's on.
We are not calling Susan.
Why not? If you're so certain.
I've had enough of this.
You don't want to, because you know what she'll say. Isn't that right? It's just you who won't give us a chance.
Now listen here.
Suze knows I've changed. That I'm only trying to help.
You've had plenty of
chances. She's the only one that's ever cared.
That's rubbish.
Who's been on my side. You just wait till she hears how you've been treating her brother.
Get out!
What?
You heard me. Get out! Nobody wants you here. Not even Susan.
Are you chucking me out of my own parents' house?
I'm not letting you take advantage any longer. Oh, what are you going to do, eh? You going to hit me? I wonder whose side Susan will be on then.
Fine.
And you can leave the money.
Yeah, you can keep it. It's obviously all you care about.
Controlling? Where does he get off talking about Erin like that? Oh, Rafe's so full of himself. Just because he's head prefect, thinks he can throw his weight around. He's such an idiot. Gaz's right. Just ignore him. Why shouldn't Erin want to go out with me? Ah, oh, stupid chain.
Oi! Oi! Get lost, Neil. It's not up to you, is it?
What the?
As soon as the funeral's over...
I can still visit.
As soon as it's over, you've no reason to come back here.
Well, we'll just have to see how my dad feels about that.
Bert's fine without you.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to see you in Ambridge.
You know, Neil, you're full of it.
I'm not joking.
Oh, God.
Just get stuffed, will you?
What do I do?
And what are you looking at?
Nothing.
Hey, don't talk to him.
Go to hell!
Daniel, are you all right?
Yeah, I'm okay. What happened?
Just Clive getting up to his usual tricks. Don't worry, he's going now. Hopefully he got the message.
Yeah.
Problem with your bike?
Yeah, the chain's come off. It's all right, I can fix it.
Okay.
Aren't you scared?
Hmm?
Talking to him like that? Aren't you worried? He might come back to hurt you.
He won't. Anyway, what's the alternative? Just to let him get away with it?
Oh, I don't know. I suppose.
What? And let him carry on hurting people? No, it won't do, Daniel. Sometimes you've just got to stand up to people like that.
Hey, Gav!
Oi!
Morning.
Oh, Dan.
Oh, what are you looking at?
Nothing, just stuff on Facebook.
Oh, yeah? Like what?
Just stuff, it's not important.
Let's see.
You don't want to read it.
Why? What's on there? Gav, show me.
Yeah. You won't like it, though. It's just more crap from Rafe. He's been leaving comments on Erin's Facebook page.
Warning. Bunny boiler alert. Don't go near. She's a psycho.
See what I mean?
How's your new boyfriend, Erin? Does he like used goods?
Has she seen these?
She can't have. Not yet. She would have deleted them. Don't know what he's trying to prove.
Where is he?
Who, Rafe? I don't know. He's probably in the common room.
Right.
Dan, wait. Where are you going? Hold on. Dan, give me my phone.
Sorry, Matt. It's this idiot in the room next to me.
Oi!
Never mind about that. I thought I told you.
Turn it down!
Clive, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I told you, if I've got any word for you, I'll let you know.
But what about that house you're turning into flats?
Sorry?
Well, aren't you starting on that soon?
How'd you know about that?
Oh, just chatting to one of the guys last week.
That's a massive job.
So, you want to save some cash then?
No, I can't. Not on this one. I'm bringing in contractors.
Yeah, but...
No, this isn't a case of just putting in the odd sink. It's a big Victorian townhouse. We're converting it into six flats.
Well, what about these contractors then? Couldn't you get me in with them?
Clive!
I mean, you're the one calling the shots. If you tell them I'm your plumber...
No!
But even if it's just for a day or two...
They've got their own people.
Oh, but I could really do with the money.
Well, it's not my problem.
Oh, come on,
no,
Matt.
No, I'm sorry.
You know I could be useful to have around.
Don't push it. I threw you some work last week. It's not my fault if you've spent it already.
Yeah, I know,
but... In any case, it'll be ages before we get round to the plumbing. The old place has got to be stripped out first.
Oh, fine.
All right? Now, I've got a meeting to go to. Don't ring me again.
Matt!
I'll call you if I need anything.
Just hold on. I said put a sock in it!
Cheers, Matt. Thanks for nothing.
Dan, what the hell?
Did I really just do that?
You were storming. Nobody talks to Rafe like that.
It's okay. Just calm down.
What got into you?
Huh?
Serious, mate, that was epic. Did you see the look on his face?
Yeah, well, somebody had to put him straight, didn't they?
What did you call him?
I don't know.
A loser?
Did I?
I thought he was going to deck you.
Oh, he could have tried.
So did I.
I've never seen you like that. I mean, seriously, Dan.
I could feel myself shaking. was like someone else was talking.
When he told him that Erin had dumped
him, control
see what a sad little man
felt
he was.
Great.
And how she was too good for him.
Yeah, he deserved it.
I mean, ouch. People were laughing and clapping.
What?
The whole room was behind you.
Yeah, they were, weren't they?
You completely shamed him. Erin's going to be so impressed.
Erin?
Of course. There's no way Rafe can keep slagging her off. He'll just make himself look stupid.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess.
And he knows not to mess with you.
He does, doesn't he?
Erin's going to be all over you when she hears about this.
Oh, I'm not sure about that. Oh,
come on now. Enough of this friend stuff. You must have it bad to lay into Rafe like that.
I do not.
You're a knight in shining armour who defended her honour.
Shut up, Gab.
She'll swoon and fall into your arms.
Will she?
I really don't think so.
After what you just did.
But she doesn't think of me like that.
Dan, honestly, mate. When Erin finds out, I guarantee you, you're going to get the best birthday present ever.
Morning. All right, boss.
Didn't you blame me or something? You can see the contractors. I thought I made myself clear.
Yeah, I know,
no,
you did.
I wasn't trying to fob you
the
off.
The thing is, I've got a little proposal for
Sorry,
you.
Sorry, Clive, I've got a lot on today.
Hang on, just hear me out. Look, it's a big old house, isn't it? There's got to be loads of scrap metal in there.
So?
So, let me shift it for you. I know I could get a good price, so we could go 50-50.
Why would I want to do that when I can sell it myself?
Oh, well, that's the other part of the plan. What if the place had been broken into? Then you could claim on the insurance, right?
What exactly are you suggesting, Clive?
Listen, all you have to do is get me a job stripping the place out. Then, after it's been gutted, I'll break in, lift the metal. Nothing to do with you. If I get collared, that's my problem, yeah? Then you put in a claim, I give you half of what I get for the scrap, and we all make a bit of money.
Interesting idea.
More than you would have done just by selling it.
Think of that yourself, did you?
Matt!
Yeah, see you, Clive.
Where are you going? Hold on! Matt! Oh, come on. Give us a break. It's my birthday.
I wouldn't like to drive down here. It's so tight. You must know these lanes like the back of your hand, Alistair.
Yeah, I guess. Probably been to most of the farms around here. The big house back at the top of the road, till about 5 years ago, they used to keep ostriches there.
Oh, sorry.
No worries. You're lucky you can still get a signal.
Alistair is fine. Daniel's just the same. You can't get him off his phone either. You're not boring her.
I'll turn it off.
So, Erin, how did you and Daniel get on with your geography presentation?
We got an A.
Oh.
Minus.
Oh, well, that's still very good. Congratulations.
Thanks.
You and Daniel must make a good team.
Yeah, we do. He's been great.
I'm glad.
And not just with the project.
No?
No. I split up with my boyfriend the week before last.
Oh, right.
He's been spreading all these lies about me, writing stuff on Facebook, telling all his mates this absolute rubbish. Daniel tore him to shreds.
Daniel did?
I wasn't there, but everyone's talking about it. Rafe's like 6'2", he's in the rugby team. Apparently he just stood there while Daniel laid into him.
Well done, Dan. Fair play to you.
How sweet is that? I'm so glad I met him. It's not been that easy starting a new school.
Oh?
Well, the girls, they've already got their own cliques. And the boys, well, you know.
Sure.
Daniel's a sweetheart, though. Did he tell you we're all going out for his birthday on Saturday?
I think so.
He only asked me to go with him yesterday. I'm going to make sure it's a night he won't forget.
I know. Oh, sorry, almost missed a turn. What were you saying about me knowing these lanes like the back of my hand? Right, here we are. Now, I should warn you, Mr. Purvis is a bit of a character.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's a proper old Borsetshire farmer. Doesn't really trust anyone who wasn't born within a 5 mile radius, and particularly not vets.
So why's he called you out, then?
Good question. If he makes any comments, don't take any notice. Hopefully we won't have to be here for too long.
Oh, come on, come on.
It's been half an hour. What do they think?
Blimey supervising officer. Oh, where is he? I don't know what I'm going to tell him anyway. Yes, I've been to college. No, I ain't found a job. Of course, no one's going to give me one when they see me in record. But, you know, as long as I'm looking, they can tick their stupid boxes and send me away again. Oh, did I tell you my mum died? Yeah, it's a funeral tomorrow. It's hit me really hard. That's why I ain't been able to do much. Waste of flipping time. Oh, what now? That's Gaz again.
Hello, Matt?
Clive!
Oh, are you all right? Have you thought about my proposal?
Yeah, hold on.
I know I can make
it
work.
Wait.
You just have to trust me.
Let me talk. That's the first rule, all right?
Yeah, sure.
Now, I'm not saying if I'm interested either way. What I would like to know, though, is what kind of money we're talking about here. I need you to get me an estimate on the scrap.
Yeah, of course, no problem. I'll look into it.
Get me an estimate and we'll take it from there. Understood?
Understood.
Good.
Oh, and Matt. Matt?
Nice one. Knew he couldn't resist.
Clive Horobin?
Yeah.
Maybe it ain't gonna be such a bad day after all.
By the looks of it, Mr. Purvis, I'd say it was acute fasciolosis.
Speak English, man.
Liver flukes.
Well, I could have told you that. How much do you reckon he's going to charge me for that, eh, love? For telling me what I know already?
Well, in any case, that's what killed your two ewes.
So, sorry, if you don't mind me asking.
No.
What do the flukes do?
Well, the sheep ingest them with the grass, and once they're in the small intestine, they tunnel through the gut wall and head for the liver.
Oh.
There they burrow away, eating away at the liver, causing massive damage, hemorrhagic anemia.
Hang on. I'm not paying you to school her.
No.
What are you going to do about it?
Well, we're probably going to need to treat the entire flock with a flukicide.
What? All of them?
I also need to send the carcasses away for post-mortem.
Oh, here we go.
Mr. Purvis.
We're only trying to help.
It's all right, Erin. I need to confirm the diagnosis. Plus, a post-mortem's the best way to ascertain the scale of the problem. You need to think about introducing some preventative measures.
Do I really?
Well, a flukicide isn't going to stop your sheep being infected again. Mr. Purvis?
I'm listening.
Presume you've been grazing the sheep down by the river. Flukes need moist conditions where there are plenty of snails.
Right.
I know that.
I was just explaining to Erin. Ideally, it would be good to do a survey.
Oh, somebody want me to do a survey?
It's not my fault you've allowed your sheep to graze on wet, marshy land. If you just drained it...
Drained it?
Or even just fenced it off so that they couldn't get on there.
Do you know how long I've been farming this land? And now you're coming down here telling me to spend thousands on drainage...
Mr. Purvis.
Postmortems and surveys and whatnot. But
please,
you're
sir.
Saying I don't know how to look after my animals?
Well...
No, of course he isn't. Mr. Lloyd was only telling me on our way here how respected you are.
Was he?
You were saying he was a proper, salt-of-the-earth Borsetshire farmer.
Yes, that's right.
So, let's start again. Money's obviously an issue. I'm sure Mr. Lloyd would be more than happy to work with you on the most cost-effective solution.
Yes, of course.
Whilst making sure that your flock remains healthy, of course. How does that sound?
Well, I suppose that'll be all right. Where'd you find her, then? She could teach you a few things.
Certainly seems that way.
So then, over to you.
Yes. Well, first things first. It would be useful to see your animal history records, if that's possible.
All right. They're in the house.
Great.
Now go and get them.
Thank you so much. Well done, Erin. I should take you in all my call-outs.
Fine by me.
Are you coming, then?
Sorry?
The young lass looks like she could do with a hot cup of tea. You might as well come inside.
In touch with the ground, I'm on the hunt, I'm after you. Smell like a sound, I'm lost in a crowd, and I'm hungry like the wolf.
Nah, Bernie, mate, you were easy. I'd plumbed most of the bathroom in before he even saw it.
And he didn't suspect?
Matt? Nah, not a thing.
Good.
He just thought I got him a good deal.
So what can I do you for today?
Well, there's this house he's converting. Got a lot of scrap metal in it.
Oh, yeah?
I need a quote. It's one of those big old posh places up on Chamberlain Road, 5-6 bedrooms. Haven't been touched for years.
Right.
I saw a big copper boiler when I was over there.
Hmm. Well, that'd be a rough guess. You might have about 200 kilos in there, what with all the wiring and the pipework. Then if it's still got its original radiators.
Well, it's all coming out.
With a bit of brass. Oh, I don't know. Let's see. Yeah, we're probably talking somewhere around about 1,300-1,400 quid.
All right.
And what about the roof? Is that getting touched?
Yeah, it must be.
And you could have £300 worth up there. What's that?
About 1,800 altogether.
I'll make it 16 or 17.
Let's call it 18. Shake on it.
All right, Clive. But I really am doing you a favour. I'll have to sweet talk the dealer.
You know I appreciate it.
It might be a little bit more. A little bit less. Depends what you bring me.
Just need a ballpark.
So you've really got old Crawford on the hook, have you?
I only have to dangle the bait. He thinks he's so much better. Oh, he's just as much of a player as the rest of us.
I'm not joking.
Seriously?
That's the first time the old devil's ever invited me inside, let alone offered a cup of tea.
But it was disgusting, though.
Oh, doesn't matter. A cup of tea's a cup of tea. It's recompense for all those times he's kept me out in the cold, freezing my fingers off.
Do you need a hand taking everything into the surgery?
No, no, don't worry.
I don't mind. I don't need to go home just yet.
Honestly, I think you've already helped me enough today. Why don't you find Daniel?
Okay.
He ought to be home.
Well, thank you. I've learnt so much.
Oh, not at all. It's been fun.
I'm even having second thoughts about whether I want to specialise in small animals.
Oh, because agricultural practice is so glamorous?
I've enjoyed it.
Well, I'm sure you'd be excellent. Go on.
Yeah. Thanks again.
Anytime.
Shula's right. She's a charming young woman. Makes a change from doing my rounds on my own.
Hey, Erin?
Yeah?
You know, if you really are that interested, you're welcome to come out with me again.
Really?
Yeah, of course. At the weekends or after school, maybe.
That'd be brilliant. I'd love to.
No problem. I look forward to it.
Jolly good.
Get in, Clive.
Oh, cheers, boss. Ooh, winter's drawing it.
Yeah.
Nice and warm in here, though.
So, what figure you come up with, then?
Go low.
Well?
900.
900, what, for my half?
No, altogether.
Oh, he ain't buying it.
You joking, for all the metal in the house?
Maybe a grand, depending on how much is actually in there. I mean, that's what my contact said.
Your contact?
Yeah.
Well, I don't care what your contact said, is that what you're telling me?
Stand your ground.
Of course, straight up.
Just a grand? You don't think you might have got the wrong number?
Hold his stare.
No, a grand were his best offer.
Right. I see.
Take it or leave it. He knows what he's on about.
Keep talking, Clive.
I mean, he's got to make his profit on top. Especially as the scrap won't be strictly, well, you know.
Well, I don't know anything, that's the point.
Oh, sure, sure.
What's he thinking?
So, what do you say? 500 each, and you get the insurance money?
Talk about poker face.
That's got to set off the cost of the plumbing and the rewiring. Better than a smack in the mouth.
Come on.
Hold on.
You know you want to. What could go wrong? I'm just a dumb thug. Someone you can boss around. Don't matter what happens to me.
Thing is, Matt, at least it would mean I was off your back for a while.
Yeah, all right.
What? Are we on?
I'll call the site manager, tell him I need him to give you a job as a favour.
Yes.
Satisfied now?
Of course. As long as you are.
Go on then, get out.
Oh, cheers, boss. I won't let you down.
Happy birthday, Clive. Gotcha.
Ah. Ambridge Extra was written by Tim Stimpson. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Jenny Stevens, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn. Margaret Drabble is best known as a novelist, but over the years she's written a number of short stories. Now, in five readings recorded especially for 4 Extra, human relationships are explored through seemingly ordinary events, such as the purchase of a birthday gift.
There it was, all of it. 30 shillings. She'd wondered, from time to time, if she ought to use it to buy him something useful. But she knew now that she wasn't going to. She was going to get him what he wanted. A grotesque, unjustifiable luxury. A pointless gift.
But the purchase of the gift sets her on a collision course with the lives of others. The Gifts of War, the first of 5 stories by Margaret Drabble, is tomorrow morning at 11 and again in the evening at 9.
The digital station for comedy, drama and entertainment. BBC Radio 4 Extra.
Well, now, Patrick Stewart reads the first of 5 of J.B. Priestley's wartime postscripts, beginning with his observations on events at Dunkirk.
It's a lovely day tomorrow. Tomorrow is a lovely day.
Wednesday, 5th of June, 1940. I wonder how many of you feel as I do about this great battle and evacuation of Dunkirk. The news of it came as a series of surprises and shocks, followed by equally astonishing new waves of hope. What strikes me about it is how typically English it is. Nothing, I feel, could be more English than this Battle of Dunkirk, both in its beginning and its end, its folly and its grandeur. What began as a miserable blunder, a catalogue of misfortunes and miscalculations, ended as an epic of gallantry. We have a queer habit, and you can see it running through our history, of conjuring up such transformations. Out of a black gulf of humiliation and despair rises a sun of blazing glory. This is not the German way. They don't make such mistakes, but also they don't achieve such epics. That vast machine of theirs can't create a glimmer of that poetry of action which distinguishes war from mass murder. But here at Dunkirk is another English epic, and to my mind, what was most characteristically English about it was the part played in the difficult and dangerous embarkation, not by the warships, magnificent though they were, but by the little pleasure steamers. We've known them, these fussy little steamers, all our lives. We've watched them load and unload their crowds of holiday passengers, the gents full of high spirits and bottled beer, the ladies eating pork pies, the children sticky with peppermint rock. They like to call themselves queens and belles, and there was something always old-fashioned, a mid-Victorian air about them. They seemed to belong to the same ridiculous holiday world as pierrots and piers, sandcastles and ham and egg teas. But they were called out of that world. Yes, these Brighton belles and Brighton queens left that innocent, foolish world of theirs to sail into the inferno, to defy bombs, shells, torpedoes, machine gun fire, to rescue our soldiers. And some of them, alas, will never return. Among those paddle steamers that will never return was one that I knew well, for it was the pride of our ferry service to the Isle of Wight, none other than the good ship Gracie Fields. She was the glittering queen of our local line, and instead of taking an hour over her voyage, used to do it churning like mad in 45 minutes. And now, never again will we board her at Cowes and go down into her dining saloon for a breakfast of bacon and eggs. She's paddled and churned away forever. But now this little steamer, like all her brave and battered sisters, is immortal. She'll go sailing proudly down the years in the epic of Dunkirk. And our great-grandchildren, when they learn how we began this war by snatching glory out of defeat and then swept on to victory, may also learn how the little holiday steamers made an excursion to hell and came back glorious. Sunday, 16th of June, 1940. A night or two ago, I had my first spell with our local defence volunteers, or parachutes. Ours is a small and scattered village, but we'd had a fine response to the call for volunteers. Practically every able-bodied man in the place takes his turn. The post is on top of a high down, with a view over a dozen wide parishes. The men I met up there the other night represented a good cross-section of English rural life. We had a parson, a bailiff, a builder, farmers and farm labourers. Even the fast-disappearing rural trades were represented, for we had a hurdle maker.